إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، سبيرغراس، Google it and inshallah you will find it, but Azhar is going to put up a video also about what I am going to talk to you just now. My brothers and sisters, we are in Kruger Park, leaving today from Mopani, which is the north camp. And we're passing through this area, which is looks like a plantation of Mopani trees. Absolutely lush green, and the floor is, the ground is carpeted with grass. Now, by the side of the roads, this is the kind of grass which is called spear grass. So, Farooq Bhai, our brilliant and totally beloved guide, who is an honorary ranger in the park, he picked some of the seeds of this grass and he gave it to us, and he said, hold the seed end. The seed has it's like a little stalk. It's the seed at one end, and from the seed proceeds a thread-like structure, which is part of it's a kind of a leaf. So it's a thread-like structure that proceeds from the seed for about 2 or 3 inches. Now, if you wet that thread-like structure, you just hold it in your mouth and wet it with your saliva. While you are still holding the seed, you will find that this protrusion from the seed, this starts revolving in an anti-clockwise direction by itself, and that motion drives the seed downwards. You can feel that. Now, this is the Khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spear grass, this is the spear grass's way of propagating itself. Where this spear grass has these seeds, and as animals move through it, they pick up those seeds on their coats, on their furs, on their hides, and then they get dropped as they walk through the felt. And the first sign of moisture, the moment rain falls, these seeds start turning, and literally they bury themselves in the ground. They plant themselves, and new spear grass germinates. Now imagine self planting seeds, right? What kind of technology is this? Self-planting seeds. Absolutely amazingly brilliant. And that's what I do when I come to South Africa. I used to go to Kruger Park. I call this my annual pilgrimage, because to me, for me, going to Kruger Park is tilawat of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his kitab, which is the kainat. This is what I try to do, and for me, this is what Kruger Park is. Kruger Park is tilawat of the kitab of Kitabullah, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the open kitab, which is the kainat, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. He said, read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. Read the open book of the creation. And this is what I, and for me, it's everything, anything as small as possible. And that's one of the reasons I absolutely delight in spending time with Farooq Hassan, because alhamdulillah, may Allah bless him, he shares his knowledge so freely that every time I go, I learn so many new things about the Khudrat and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Farooq Bhai and his family and protect them from all evil and give them success in this dunya wal akhirah, inshaAllah. So alhamdulillah, we are coming out today, and so this is this story of spear grass. Now, if you look at other things, Farooq Bhai showed us this beautiful flower, two bright blue petals, and from the middle of that comes out the stamen and the pistil and the with the stigma and the stamens. And the ovary at the bottom. The whole design of the flower is to attract pollinators, is to attract insects, which will come to pollinate, to suck the nectar of the flower. So mostly bees and of course other things. They get dusted with the pollen and they go to the next flower and they transfer that pollen onto the stigma of that flower, and that's how cross-fertilization happens and seeds are formed. So flowers are really the reproductive organs of a plant. My brothers and sisters, the world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is full of His signs. And though I wax eloquent about Kruger Park, you don't have to necessarily come to Kruger Park to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are all around us, in our homes, in ourselves, in our gardens, in our cities. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that truly and verily we will show them our signs in the creation, in the afaq, in the universe around them, as well as within the wafi anfusim, and within their own lives, within their own selves, until they understand and they realize and they are forced to accept that this kitab is haq. Hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu alhaq. Until they understand and it becomes clear to them that this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. I remind myself and you the importance of reflection. The importance of reflection. We go through life as if there is no life. We go through life, we look at things but our eyes do not see. We hear things but our ears do not hear. Our hearts are like rocks in our chest. They have no understanding. They have no basira. How can we live like this, my brothers and sisters? Our lives seem to be, Allah Alam, may Allah protect us, but generally speaking, illa mashallah, our lives are like the lives of animals. Just waking up and sleeping, waking up and sleeping, chasing sensation after sensation. That's all our life is about, is to chase sensation after sensation. You do this, you do that. You go to this holiday, you go to that holiday. If you ask a person, what did you gain from this holiday, there is no answer. Just had a good time. What is the definition of a good time? What is a good time? Somebody who finds himself dead drunk in a ditch got there because he was having a good time. Right? Is that a good time? I mean, anything that people do which seems to give them some high, some sensation is called a good time. And we have converted this having a good time into a virtue by itself. Right? As long as you're having a good time, that's fine. How can it be fine? Because a lot of what passes for good time comes out of doing things which are haram, comes out of doing things which are prohibited. And they're not prohibited for the benefit of Allah, na'udhu billah, they're prohibited for our own benefit. Allah does not get any pleasure out of prohibiting things for people to give them some pain or something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited that which is intrinsically harmful for us, and He has permitted that which is intrinsically beneficial for us. This is the thing that we should seriously think about and ask and understand and say, what is it that we learn from these things, and seriously think and reflect on all of these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu that He has created and placed around us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to understand, to think and to reflect, and thereby draw closer and closer to Him, thereby be more and more grateful to Him for giving us whatever He has given us, none of which we deserve. And I speak purely for myself. Wallahi, my Rabb is witness that I do not deserve what He gives me. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I thank Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all those who are a party to that, inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.